I don't think I'd recommend it.
Welcome to Pushin, the Cinevic podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Klein, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. If you turned in to Pushin's inaugural episode, you heard today's guest's hilarious advice on how to not get your film into festivals. He ought to know, because for a decade, filmmaker Brian Skinner was Cinevic's executive director, and he has recently been appointed program manager for the Victoria Film Festival. Since their 2022 deadline is coming up fast, I thought I'd better grab a chance to interview the six-time winner of Monday Magazine's M Award for Victoria's Hardest Working Person in Local Film. I know you're going to love hearing how he shot his brilliant award-winning first feature, Open for Submissions, a mockumentary comedy about, what else, a dysfunctional film festival.
Scene one.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to Push In.
Hi, Joyce. Good to be back.
First of all, congratulations on both being made a member of the Directors Guild of Canada and on your new position as program manager of the Victoria Film Festival.
Thanks so much. It's interesting. I actually was up for this position when we did that How Not to Get Your Film into Film Festivals.
And exactly what is your job at the festival?
Well, I'm the program manager. I organize the submissions as they come in. We use filmfreeway.com and for mostly just European submissions, Festhome. The submissions come in and then I assign them to pre-screeners, and those pre-screeners have a look and kind of just give it a sniff test. And if it passes that sniff test, then it is passed up to programmers. And the programmers, they have kind of dominion over like which films ultimately will be in the festival.
And what is the submission deadline for the film festival for those who don't know?
August the 27th is the late deadline. So if you're hearing this, you still have time. And then we notify people by January 7th. And then, of course, the festival itself is going to be going on between February 4th and the 13th.
Scene two.
In your first feature, you follow the classic advice to write about what you know. And as a result, Open for Submissions has won awards from Moscow to LA. Can you give us a little idea of what the story was about?
And it's a comedy. I think we should establish that. The story is about a film festival, and in the opening scenes, the festival executive director passes away at the closing gala, and then two of the employees vie for the job, one of which is the operation manager, played by John Emmett Tracy, and the other one being Booker, the programmer, played by Tyler Lionel Parr, and John Emmett Tracy, through his wiliness, gets the job, and the programmer programs the films that are the worst that come into the festival in an attempt to sabotage the new executive director of the festival. And that, it goes from there.
So my burning question is, what gave you the utter balls to think you could pull off shooting an ultra-low-budget feature filmed in 12 locations with 31 actors and do it in just 8 brutal days?
I don't know what made me think I could do that. I mean, we did it. I had done something similar called a film called Tumbling After, which starred many of the same people. Johanna Newmarch is in that one as well, and she figures really prominently in Open for Submissions. And John was there, and just a ton of great improvisers. Also, Casey Austin was in Tumbling After, and she's one of the major leads in Open for Submissions. And so I worked with all these people before, including Tyler on an earlier film. And I just knew that if we gave these people the scene and we gave everybody an hour to do the scene, we could get it done if we shot it, you know, like a documentary, because it is a mockumentary. We should also mention, perhaps, because it is kind of a big part of the film, is that the dialogue is all improvised. So to be honest, I think that's part of how I thought I could do it, because I had done it before. We worked from a 30-page script outline, basically, that I had worked on like for many years. like years and years and years with Stacey Ashworth. And we worked together on that, and that's what made it work at all. And it's why I think the film works as well as it does, because it just structurally has a lot going on in its plotting. And that creates, you know, the latticework upon which the improv vines can grow and work.
I was on set, and I can definitely say that one of the toughest aspects of that shoot was trying to not burst into laughter at what would come out of those improv comics' mouths. Was there any particularly memorable moment for you behind the scenes?
That's one thing that if I have any regrets about anything that happened is I wish I had more time to do it, because I was so focused on making sure that it all came off that I don't think I had the opportunity to have fun myself really on the set.
Did you have a calamitous all is lost kind of moment? It could even be in post.
There was a time like about midway through the editing when it just didn't feel like, I was like, oh, this is just not working. It just really not work. Like, there's parts that are funny. Like, I knew there was, the funny bits are funny, right? But, and I got through that when Anna Delora, the producer, had like just some kind of, I don't know, brainwave breakthrough. She just came over and she had all these notes and she was like, why don't you try moving this part? It's right at the end. This part here and this part here. And then we're going to just cut. And I was like a little bit more dismissive than I should have been. I was like, okay, I'll do this, but this is saved as a, you know, this Anna's cut copy kind of something like that. And then I watched it the next day when I was in more of an open mind and I wasn't feeling so down about the whole thing. I was like, oh my God, Anna is 1,000% right about this. And she just made the movie way better. Yeah, that's the only time that I think it was in post.
What's happening now with the film?
It's available at openforsubmissions.com. I have it available currently on Vimeo. They have a model for VOD that's controlled by the filmmaker. And you can watch it for, I think, $5. You can buy it and own it. Always a good idea. Or you can rent it for 3 days.
And how is that going?
I don't think I'd recommend it. It's okay. I certainly would rather sell my film or have it picked up by a distributor that could have done more with it. And that could still happen. So fingers crossed. But I was a little bit disappointed by the fact that COVID happened right in the middle of my festival run. So I didn't get to kind of go out and promote it in that way. And I'm really grateful that it did get into the Victoria Film Festival just like a couple of weeks before everything, all the lockdowns started happening and all of that. Because unfortunately, it did really kind of kneecap some of the possibilities for festival, using festivals as a place to promote it. We did, like, I did continue to submit it, and I did continue to, like, say okay to the festivals that went all 100% online, but that didn't feel very fun as a filmmaker to me. It just didn't, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same, like, as the experience I'd had with when Tumbling After went on a festival run, and we went to Strasbourg, and we went to Waterford, Ireland, and we just, you know, it was really fun. It's fun to do that. It's fun to go to new places, meet new people, but also meet filmmakers and meet people that there's some potential for you to make connections. And, you know, it just didn't have that this time because of COVID. But at this point, especially, actually I was talking with Michael Corkin today, and he seemed to think that there is a good times around the corner for Canadian content with some of the new legislation that's coming through. So I don't know. I'll keep my fingers crossed. But in the meantime, I did want to make it available. I wanted people to be able to see it so that it continues to have a presence. There you go. You can see it. You can go to openforsubmissions.com and it's available right now. And it's very funny.
Thank you so much, Brian. That was really fun. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for further developments. And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tail Slate.
And that's a wrap. Join me, your host Joyce Klein, for the next episode of Pushin', the Cinevic Podcast.